Hello, you're listening to WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Now, from Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jess Puglisi of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Tiffany Greenwald Simon reports for Columbia Green Media that months after the Greene County Legislature extended a large tax break to New Athens Generating Company, the business is petitioning New York's Public Service Commission to approve the sale of the Athens Generating Plant. Delaware-based Gate City NE Generation LLC will become the direct owner, but the story does not say how much the plant sold for. Whatever the number, the former owners are likely to make more since Greene County gave the plant a large tax break that almost had universal opposition from the public. Former Athens legislator and town supervisor Lee Palmatier filed a Article 78 petition with State Supreme Court of Ulster County seeking nullification of the IDA's approval of the tax break in November and said after learning of the sale, and I quote, "One of the purported reasons for financial assistance was to keep the company out of bankruptcy and prevent them from closing their doors," end quote. Palmatier also said he was curious about the sale that came without a formal appraisal of the property. Palmatier said, and I quote, "As far as I know, there's no record of appraisal. I was pushing all along that the appraisal be done and that they shouldn't be begging for tax breaks with no appraisal. The seller is not going to sell without one, and a buyer is not going to buy without one," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that part of the land for the proposed Shepherd's Run solar energy project in Columbia County from Hegate Energy has been sold, creating new questions for its approval. Carrieville Farms LLC purchased 60 acres at the corner of Cambridge Road and County Route 7 on January 2nd, part of a proposed 265-acre solar installation near Route 23, Route 7, and Route 11A in Carrieville and Copaic. Brittany Kenny, Senior Public Affairs Manager with Martin Group Marketing, which is working with Sensible Solar, a group opposing the project, said, and I quote, "We don't know what this will mean for the future of the project, but we do know it brings everything into question, and we know it throws a monkey wrench into the project," end quote. The town of Copaic, immediately after the sale, filed a petition with the New York State of Renewable Energy sitting for an immediate adjournment of two public hearings scheduled for January 9th and January 10th about the proposed solar project, and to dismiss Hegate's application as, and I quote, "infeasible and inaccurate," end quote. The newspaper could not get anyone from Hegate's Energy Chicago office to return calls or emails for comment. Kenny said, and I quote, "The farmer who sold the land to the LLC wants it to remain forever agricultural, so the land will remain in active agricultural use," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. News 10 reports that just as it finally feels like winter, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation announced that online registration for the 2024 Summer Camps program will open at 1 p.m. on March 24th. The DEC Summer Camps webpage lets guardians register youth for a week of camp, manage their accounts, and complete required forms and waivers. The DEC has offered the week-long camping trip with conservation education for children ages 11 to 17 for 77 years. And you can read more about this story at the News 10 website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Local newspapers in the lower 48 are vanishing at an average rate of more than two per week. But rural news also is spotty on the Big Island of Hawaii. Nicole Garcia directs a Hanakua Heritage Center on the island's north coast and volunteers with the Hamakua Times. She says countywide newspapers rarely report on the island's backcountry.
If we want something covered, we have to call them. They'll come out here probably if there's a murder, but otherwise, there's not a presence.
Along with the Times, several small independent papers and online publications fight to keep locals informed. For two decades, the Times has been shipped out, printed, and flown back in from another island before free distribution. Garcia says the publications are a labor of love.
This gives you an opportunity to just love the community you're in and see what's happening and share with your neighbors.
In rural New Mexico, wraparound social services are reducing recidivism. Olivia Weeks explains.
Like many states, New Mexico lacks behavioral care for people behind bars. But in Sierra County, the RISE program is working. Lisa Daniel, who leads the program locally, says folks in jail or just out need comprehensive support.
If the client's basic needs are not met, then we can't work on those behavioral health or substance abuse issues because they're too worried about what they're going to eat, where they're going to sleep, their families, all of that.
RISE is providing transitional housing, therapeutic services, and intensive case management in Sierra County. Anita Mesa with the state's Human Services Division says the program is adaptable for every county, urban or rural.
Allowing each county to tailor this program in a way that works for their community. That was very intentional in our support.
In Sierra County, participant recidivism fell by more than two-thirds. I'm Olivia Weeks.
The portion of rural counties with high persistent poverty fell from 2007 to 2021. The USDA defines persistent poverty as a fifth or more households living under the poverty line over 40 years. While some rural counties' poverty rates grew, about twice as many counties reduced rates. But Tony Pippa with the Brookings Institution says the improvement is rarely permanent.
Coming out of persistent poverty and maintaining that status, and in fact continuing to improve, is something that we've also seen as being the exception versus the rule.
Counties that fall into the group typically have large Hispanic populations, and many that leave and re-enter are in central Appalachia. Pippa cites consistently higher housing costs for rural renters of all incomes. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
And now, here is your WGXC weekend weather report. The winter snow watch for the WGXC listening area is still in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting snow mainly after 5 p.m. It will be cloudy with a temperature high near 35 degrees and a calm wind becoming south at 5 to 7 miles an hour in the morning. On Saturday night, there will be more snow, mainly after 7 p.m. The snow could be heavy at times with a temperature low of around 29 degrees and a southeast wind at around 8 miles per hour becoming northeast after midnight. On Sunday, more snow, mainly before 1 p.m. The temperature high will be near 33 degrees with a north wind at 5 to 11 miles an hour. And snow will continue into Sunday night before 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 24 degrees. And on Monday, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 39 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report. From WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in green, and Columbia counties.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
Was Christian Marclay, Jukebox Capriccio, from his album Records from 1997.
Number nine.
Next, this is tonight's episode from the 2023 Yola Tenga album, This Stupid World. Thank you.
to hike behind the clouds. No need to cast the chin. Let the four winds blow, let the night stand.
Number
8 8 8 8 8 8. I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver. Its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper. Of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity, with a gem, a precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad, none of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair. Every man is a chess player. There are good companies there, without exclusion.
from the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers. That was Kopeck's PG6 with I Have a House.
Number 7.
Here's 2023 music from the band Black Duck. It's called Of the Lit Backyards.
Number 6. Here's 2023 new music from Meg Baird. She used to be in the Espers. She's had a long solo career since then, and this 2023 album is called Furling, and this is Star Hill song from that album. Thank you.
number
five.
Next, let's hear a track from Andre 3000's 2023 flute-oriented album New Blue Sun. This is 93 Till Infinity from Andre 3000.
Number
four. A 2023 work from Jeff Guberk. Jeff Guberk. His 2023 album, Still Life with a Question Mark. He writes, came together as an album rather quickly after I discovered loops unused from an older project fit very well with the latest work I'd done in seclusion at Nam Sukluk Kazakia. This it captures of VFL, or very low frequencies, radio, ionospheric geomagnetic crackling impulses, hydrophone recordings from the Solzak Pond, frame drums, a zither played with a Ebo, looped guitar and string passages, a synthesizer, shortwave radio, textures of leaves, wood, ash, and pitches calibrated as overtones based on Schumann resonance, the variable background vibration frequency of the planet that has served as backdrop for life's evolution here. gathered mainly in mid-October and composed in November, an early winter ambient album from Jeff Gubarek. This is the title track, Still Life with a Question Mark, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, Wave Farms Standing Wave Radio. Thank you. from 2023. That's the Polish artist Jeff Guberik, the title song from his Still Life with a Question Mark album.
Number
three.
2023 music from bassist Luke Stewart there. Antique Consequence is the name of the song.
Number
two. Here's 2023 new music from Lynn Nador Hutu. This is Unlawful from the Jamadevi EP.
One.
Based in Kingston, here is Leah Bertucci, joined by Henry Fraser, Lucia Stavros, Lester St. Louis, and Matt Evans with the song Vapors from her 2023 album Of Shadows and Substance.
Thank you. is to be a secret out.